This is Perry Como, brought to you by the United States Army Reserve, and I'm William B. Williams.
I'm coming home, I've done my time. Now I've got to know what is and isn't mine. If you receive my letter telling you I'd soon be free, then you'll know just what to do if you still want me. If you still want me, tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree. It's been 3 long years. Do you still want me? If I don't see a ribbon round the old oak tree, I'll stay on the bus, forget about us, put the blame on me. If I don't see a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree, bus driver, please look for me, 'cause I couldn't bear to see what I might see. I'm really still in prison, and my love, she holds the key. Simple yellow ribbon's what I need to set me free. I wrote and told her, please tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree. It's been 3 long years. Do you still want me? If I don't see a ribbon round the old oak tree, I'll stay on the bus, forget about us, put the blame on me. If I don't see a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree,
I think it only appropriate that we not only tie some yellow ribbons, but since this is the end of 76, that we have as our guest a man who's reaching the end of his career.
And a few other things.
And a few other things. Actually, your career, which is one of the great ones in quote show business, has never been more fulfilled, I guess, than it has been recently for you.
I guess so. It went along for 35, 40 years, and all of a sudden, Sam Katz discovered me, you know. But it's been a lot of fun, Bill. I had a couple of records in the last 3 or 4 years, as you know, and I've decided to do a little more work because I was never retired, but people thought I retired after I got off that weekly show. But,
yeah.
It's kind of very satisfying to walk out and have a lot of people scream and yell at you, you know.
It must be. And beyond that is the fact that the kind of audiences that flock to see you wherever you work now, they come, and as you say, they yell and scream, but they also are people who appreciate taste in music. And from your own point of view, what a joy it must be to walk out on stage and know that you can sing the kind of songs you like to sing. You don't cater to any particular group or in any way compromise your musical taste, and yet you still draw capacity audiences. That must be a kick.
It's a kick, because you know what they want to hear, Bill, is the Prisoner of Loves. And
do you get tired of doing tunes that you've done so many times?
A few of them.
Yeah. My guest is Perry Como. Speaking of good Como music, hear this.
Where do I begin to tell the story of how great a love can be? The sweet love story that is older than the sea. The simple truth about the love she brings to me. Where do I start? With her first hello, she gave a meaning to this empty world of mine. There'd never be another love, another time. She came into my life and made the living fine. she fills my heart. She fills my heart with very special things, with angel songs, with wild imaginings. She fills my soul with so much love that anywhere I go, could be lonely. I reach for her hand, it's always there. How long does it last? Can love be measured by the hours in a day? I have no answers now, but this much I can say, I know I'll need her till the stars all burn away, and she'll be there. She'll be there.
That was a theme from a motion picture called Love Story. Motion picture music, you've explored over the years some pretty items out of motion pictures. When you select a tune you're going to do, either for a live in concert appearance or for a recording, is it because maybe you're riding around one day in a car and hear it on a radio and say, yeah, that's for me?
In most cases, yes, but...
If somebody submits a song to you,
well,
what are the chances of...
We have a group of guys. I mean, an A&R man will come over and say, well, let's look at this. And then we have my own poor commercial judgment of a tune. And together we kind of work it out. But I've had, I guess, I can say I'm an exception there. But I've had people like the Irving Berlins and the Rodgers and Harts and the Johnny Mercers, God love them, Harold Arland and Sammy Kahn, they used to come up in my office, you know, and sit there. Of course, you can't always go by...
I was just going to say, when you talk of the late Johnny Mercer and Sammy Kahn, those guys do such, you know, such marvelous jobs on their own songs that
yes.
sometimes... I'm sure you have to be influenced by their...
Yes, but you have to be careful. Gordon, you remember Harry Gordon?
Yeah, sure.
He could sell you anything. You know, he'd sit down and make it sound so good. So he was...
Was that Mac Gordon?
Mac Gordon.
Yeah, Mac Gordon, yeah.
He had all the weight, and he'd laugh and he'd smile all the way through some of the worst songs you ever heard. But he was one I had to be very careful with. But normally they would come up and they knew the kind of stuff I like to sing. You know, I'm not a jazz singer, so to speak. I can do... I can beat my foot on something like I Believe in Music. But other than that, vocally, it sounds like I'm singing the same song, but my forte, or whatever you want to call it, happens to be ballads, you know, The Prisoner of Loves, and...
They've done pretty well for you.
Kept me from cutting hair, you know. No, kept me...
My guest is a hair cutter and singer, Perry Como. Right now, this word from the Army Reserve.
You learn what you're made of while you're earning your share in the Army Reserve. You'll be proven that you care while you're serving your country and your future besides, as a part-time soldier with full-time pride. You learn when you serve in the Army Reserve, and part of what you earn is pride.
When you serve in the Army Reserve, you'll learn a skill and earn a good second income. But there's another part to what you'll earn. It's something you pay for with your sweat, your spirit, your mind, and your time. It's called pride.
You earn when you serve in the Army Reserve, and part of what you earn is pride.
This is William B. Williams for the United States Army Reserve. Our guest today is Perry Como.
Silver, silver, my way, my way. beneath this snowy mantle, cold and clean. The unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbird sings the song he always sings, and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. Anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within, for the thing I want the most in life is a thing that I can't win. The one I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that she'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. And if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that she'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. If I could, you know that I would fly away with you.
Snowbird, aptly enough, during December. Perry, I wanted, speaking about this season of the year, you have always, and I wonder if at times that doesn't become a kind of a, not a bore to you, but something almost like a burden. You've been known as a man who leads an exemplary life, one of the few show business characters about whom only nice things are said. Does that get to be kind of, people think of you as a Mr. Goody Two-Shoes kind of thing?
Well, yes, as long as they don't start calling me Doris or something. But no, I don't think
there's any danger of that.
There's communication between myself and the people. As I say, most of these shows, it's like one big love affair. You know, they come in and they just listen and pay attention.
Have you ever been heckled?
Recently,
I imagine when you were working, for example.
No, not recently. Oh, you'll find some character, but I don't have to do anything. You know, in first place, I wouldn't. But the rest of the audience themselves calm them down.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a lot of lines I could use on them, but then who would I be kidding? You know, I'm no Don Rickles. But
I remember when you were doing the TV show. At one point at least, your chief writer was Goody Ace.
Mm.
And I used to sit with Goody, and he would say basically what you just said. You know, he said, it's in one way a little tough to write for Perry because you can't give Perry a wisecrack line. Because, first of all, Perry himself is such a good editor for himself of what is right for him. And then the people just wouldn't take Perry doing a Don Rickles type of put-down. Right now, we'll continue with Perry in a moment. Right now, this word for the Army Reserve. You know, some of the best part-time jobs in the nation take only 16 hours a month. You can earn over $50 a month to start, and it will only take 16 hours of your time each month to earn it, plus 2 weeks annual training. If you're interested, the first step is to visit your local Army Reserve unit. They'll show you a list of jobs available if you qualify, And when you select one and sign up, they'll give you the few months of training it takes and full Army salary for the time you're away. When you get back home again, you'll have a skill you never had before and a good job working for the Army Reserve, 16 hours a month. A new skill and on-the-job training are not easy to come by in the best of times. And the opportunity is just awaiting you. A choice of good jobs, a steady extra income. Your friends may think that all you're earning is money, but you'll know that part of what you're earning is pride. Once again, Perry Como.
Light the corners of my mind. Misty watercolor memories of the way we were. Scattered pictures of the smiles we left behind. Smiles we gave to one another for the way we were. Can it be that it was all so simple then? Or has time rewritten every line? If we had the chance to do it all again, tell me, would we? Could we? Memories may be beautiful, and yet what's too painful to remember? We simply choose to forget. So is laughter. We will remember whenever we remember the way we were. The way we were.
That's a pretty song. Jeez.
The way we were. That's is that Marilyn and Alan Bergman? Do you know?
I don't really know. I know that.
And Marvin Hamlisch, I know, did the melodic line.
I think it was Hamlisch. Yes.
Yeah, and I think Marilyn. We're talking with Perry Como. Actually, we're talking with him backstage in true show business fashion. Backstage at the Westbury Music Theater, where Mr. Como appears intermittently. I was talking about the kind of music that you record. Has anybody ever handed you a song and you looked at it and you said, no way, there's no way this, and it turns out to be for somebody else a million record seller?
Most of them. No, I...
That's what I like, an evasive answer.
I used to go through a thing, I went through a period there where people would come up, whether it would be Jack Capp or Eli Oberstein or whoever was the A&R man, they bring up a song, the first thing I'd say would be no, for some reason, I don't know why. But they'd kind of talk to me a little and they'd say, well, look, now, you got to do this one. For an example, Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes. Mm-hmm. Jack Capp came up and he says, here's one, you got to do, it's a hit. I said, forget it. And it was a commercial record. Now, a bunch of kids had made that record. And I was never one to... And at the time, I was selling a lot of records, but I always felt kind of guilty about taking a piece of material that somebody else had mm-hmm. done and do it.
Kind of a cover?
Yes. Yeah. Because, you know, you're going to wind up with RCA fracturing whoever else yeah. did it. And I didn't like it. I didn't like it when somebody covered some of the stuff I made. But anyway, he brought this thing up. He says, you got to do it for me. Just do one course. I mean, once through, and that's it. So Jack had just started at RCA. You know, he was with Decca for so many yeah. years. So I did it for him. And as a result, it was a big song. I don't know what in the hell I was singing because it's one of those off-meter yeah. type songs. And Ray used to have to stand in front of me and
that's Ray Charles.
And point, you yeah. know. He'd say, now, you know. But it was terrible. It had 9 bars and one, you know, one phrase, 10 bars.
It brought a little bread into the cohorts.
Oh, yes. And butter.
And butter. Kept both the lights and a few passing strangers lit. My guess is Barry Como, this word from the United States Army Reserve.
You learn what you're made of while you're earning your share in the Army Reserve. You'll be proven that you care while you're serving your country and your future besides. As a part-time soldier with full-time pride. You learn when you serve in the Army Reserve. And part of what you earn is pride.
This is Dionne Warwick. The Army Reserve is working with the community, with the environment, being where they're needed, when they're needed. That's why in the Army Reserve, part of what you earn is pride.
You earn when you serve in the Army Reserve, and part of what you earn is pride.
And now here again, Perry Como.
Love, look at the two of us, strangers in many ways. We've got a lifetime to share, so much to say, and as we go from day to day, I'll feel you close to me, but time alone will tell. Let's take a lifetime to say I knew you well, for only time tell us so, and love may grow for all we know.
Our guest today has been Perry Como, and this is William B. Williams reminding you that in the Army Reserve, part of what you earn is pride.
Let's take a lifetime to say I knew you well, for only time will tell us so, and love may grow